Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Take 10. This is Desiree Dubois, founder of An Empowered Woman, and Let's Talk Success. We're a global membership-based networking community and resource center for women professionals and entrepreneurs. We support women that are starting, fixing, and building their businesses. And we do it through our web radio shows, TV shows, mastermind meetings, seminars, and awesome live events. Today, I want to share with you some information. We are celebrating our 10-year anniversary. That's this Sunday, January the 10th, from 11 to 2 p.m. at the beautiful Mountain Gate Country Club. That's where we started 10 years ago. It's been quite a journey. We've been supporting women. We've done thousands and thousands of telecalls and webinars. We've done between 8 and 12 events a month. Many months of the year, we had locations in San Fernando Valley, Los Angeles, Orange County, and San Diego. We have members from all over the world, including 11 different countries around. So it's truly a big celebration. It gives us an opportunity to be able to support each other, both men and women in business. Today, I want to share with you interview John Vargas Eady. He's the founder of E4 Health and Wellness. Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Desiree. I'm doing wonderful. And I'm really
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having me on the show. I'm really excited about our work with people who have diabetes and prediabetes. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this with your listeners.
Thank you, because you know, I was sharing that we support women in business, and you know, men and women as well, but the business is just one part of their lives. They have to be healthy to be able to be successful in their business, and that's where you come in. You have a great program, and you've had some great testimonials about what your work does to make sure that our women stay not only wealthy, but healthy and wise. So share with us a little bit about your program.
Thank you, Desiree. So, you know, type 2 diabetes is something that will actually affect one in three of us in our lifetimes. And many people have it today and don't even know it. And it affects people who are healthy weight, you know, people who are fit, people who eat a healthy diet. And it has many factors. It's not just, you know, the typical image stereotype we have of people maybe who have diabetes. And stress, you know, people who are in business and all of us who are executives and working in business, we have actually a higher risk because of the stress factor. I mean, even right now, how many of you in the audience have just checked your phone to look at a message after this podcast began? It's something where we're just constantly looking and on the run. And this actually means that entrepreneurs and executives are at a higher risk of prediabetes and diabetes in many cases. And one of the key things is, did you know that it can actually be reversed? Most people...
No.
Yeah, it's something that most medical professionals don't talk to people about, that it can actually be reversed. And most people with... Go ahead, Desiree, sorry.
I'm sorry. No, sorry. No, so backing up a little bit, how does one know and identify the symptoms of diabetes? Just for starters, so since it's not the typical, you know, stereotype that we think of, how would I know if I have that?
So that's one of the challenges. The key ways to know is to take some extensive blood tests, which are not part of your typical physical that's done every year. And so in the typical physical, there's a test, which is important, which is the your fasting blood sugar level. That's one of the ways to know. Another way to know is to take a more comprehensive number, which is called the A1C number. And that is a three-month average of your blood sugar, and that will determine with a higher degree of confidence if you have diabetes. But that is not that's not a test that's normally done in your standard checkup, because it's just not part of the typical practice. And then even with that test, sometimes that can miss it because you can have some spikes that aren't really caught by that are affecting your nerves. You know, there's a lot of problems with the nerves being affected by high blood sugar spikes that might not fully be caught by some of those other tests. So that's why, as part of our program, we run a really intensive set of tests, including a four-hour tolerance test, which tests the whole body's response to shock, sugar shock. It tests the insulin resistance, which is really the cause of most people's diabetes. Most people actually have a healthy working pancreas that have type 2 diabetes, and the problem is actually insulin resistance. And what insulin resistance means is that the insulin is being rejected by your body's cells, and it's not able to do its job. And that's what we can actually reverse. And that's what we hear at E4 Health and Wellness. We have a team that's been doing that for 25 years, and we know how to reverse the insulin resistance.
That's fascinating. So tell us more how that happens.
So that happens through a program of intensive lifestyle and support that we have. So, and that's kind of the big difference between what we do and the typical medical approach. If you look at the typical medical approach is to just give people more medications and keep the blood sugar from spiking. And it's a business. Right now, the diabetes is a growing epidemic, and it's a $14 billion business that is being spent on that. But all that money really doesn't get rid of the problem. It's around maintenance, and it doesn't lower those serious complications. So if you're on the typical medical path, you get more and more medications. Eventually, you go on insulin, and then you still have higher risk of the strokes, the heart attacks, and kidney disease. Even as you go on the typical medical path, it just slows it down. It doesn't really stop the progression. But the way to really reverse insulin resistance is through an intensive program of looking at your lifestyle, looking at your diet, and looking at how you live your day, and arranging that in a way that works towards lowering that insulin resistance and making it really powerful.
So is there any certain demographic as far as male, female, ages, anything that's specific that people are more prone to this, or would it be also more apt to have better results?
So there is a certain component of family history of being likely to have diabetes, but it's really completely in most cases modifiable by the lifestyle factors. And so if you have a really intensive lifestyle approach, then that is something that is going to be able to overcome a lot of that genetic predisposition that someone might have. So if you have a family history, your uncle or someone in your life, in your family tree has had diabetes, then it is more likely that you might develop it. But that is where you can take your health into your own hands and make your own decisions to take control over that. And so that's where our support team can really help. And it's really, a program that's perfect for anyone who has diabetes or prediabetes who really wants to take control of their own health and give themselves the best chance to succeed. So it could be, men. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. No.
So I was going to say, you asked about demographics. I mean, it affects men and women equally, but it's something where it's really about if you are interested in taking control of your own life versus just leaving it in the hands of other people, and you want to really take your health in your own hands, and you're willing to do some changes to reach a path towards optimum health, and that's where our team can help with the support and the clarity on the path. So you go away from taking the medications. And that's why our program is actually a 90-day program. It's a really intensive support program. There's a lot of detox programs that are 10-day detox or programs where you go and you live in a campus with other people and they prepare food and then it's easy. But when you go back home, we live in a tough environment with all kinds of complication meetings and we have family that we have to support. It's just, when we get back to our own environment, it's not easy living a lifestyle that's actually really supportive of being on a diabetes reversal path. And that's where our support team really helps, helping people back in their own environment, their own house.
Well, I think it's just really so timely now because so many people are very conscious of their lifestyles and they're making those changes and they really want to. They know the damages that the medicine is doing. I mean, if you take something for one thing, many times it's affecting something else. So they're becoming aware of that and they don't want to be medicated through the rest of their life. So it's really almost like miraculous that you're able to find a way to reverse something that's so common. There's so many people, again, as you mentioned, your statistics are overwhelming. So many people are affected by it, and there's probably even more that are not diagnosed. So this is quite a mission. What was it that personally inspired you to take on this challenge? Because you've been doing amazing results. You had an event on the East Coast, and now you have something coming on the West Coast. So why are you so passionate about it?
Thank you for bringing it back to my own personal history. I'm passionate about it because I was myself on the path towards diabetes and other really serious diseases. And it you know, I was on the executive path. I was on, you know, on the road of, you know, working 60, 70 hours a week and being stressed out. And just one day my body gave up, and I started to have to face, you know, what was it that I was going to choose. And initially, you know, I went the standard medical path and started taking some medications and taking that path. But then as I researched more about it, because I was in medical research and I've been in the science for a long time, really trying to find out what was the root cause. And then that's when I discovered this amazing connection between the food that we eat and our health, and the connection between the way we live our life and the stress, the way that affects our health. And it's just this amazing connection between lifestyle and chronic diseases that is much more powerful than the medications and all the pills. And so I went on my own journey of taking that approach, and it has helped me immensely. And then I realized, you know, what was it that I was really going to do in my life? Was I going to just continue working on some more traditional path, or was I really going to be able to take this knowledge and help people? And then I had the fortune of connecting with other team members that are in the same passion. So I'm passionate about it, and we have a team of people, including a functional medicine doctor who's been doing it for 25 years, a certified diabetes educator who's been working on it, again, for about 20 years, helping people, a certified nutrition expert, registered dietitian who's been working with people with diabetes. So we have an incredible team that every one of them has had their own life journey and realized the power of lifestyle to overcome these chronic diseases. And that's kind of really the driving force behind our organization, is a team passionate to help people with these chronic diseases, especially right now, diabetes. It's just such an important area where it's something where it's just amazing that someone, like one of our participants, has diabetes for 17 years and, you know, more medicine, more insulin, and just after 6 weeks in our program, she's already cut her insulin in half. She's on the road to reducing it altogether. Another program participant, just in 6 weeks, she reversed her diabetes. She lost 20 pounds, 80 points total on her cholesterol. So it's just an amazing power of having the right lifestyle program to really support you.
That is amazing. That is just, I mean, that's, you know, it's just fantastic. It's unbelievable that it can be done in such a shorter period of time and without all the other chemicals and options that are available. So thank you so much for that. So tell us what you have coming up. You're coming out west. Tell us about it, what you have going on.
Oh, absolutely. It's wonderful. Our next program is starting in February. We're going to have a retreat a little north of Napa Valley, which is going to be a beautiful location to have everyone in the program start to learn about this intensive approach. We're going to do it together. We're going to walk with you along that road, and then we'll support you for a full 3 months of intensive work later, and then an extra month of a transition into from the intensive lifestyle into a more regular lifestyle. By then, many people will have been already reverse diabetes. Some people might take a little longer, but it's really amazing coming up, this program in starting in February, and we're looking forward to people finding out more about it. They can go to our website at e4balance.org, and I'm sure you'll send a link, Desiree, with your podcast of where they can go directly to our webpage and just learn more about this and get in touch with me so we can have a conversation. I'm inviting everyone to have a conversation with me one-on-one and talk about it to see if it's the right fit.
Great. And, you know, it's not just for those who have type 2 diabetes, but if you're a caregiver, nutritionist, chef, or coach, or anyone, you have a family or friend or a loved one that may be experiencing this discomfort, contact John at the information that's listed in the description. So, John, in closing, what empowered words would you like to leave our listeners with today?
So, you know, one of the empowered words I would leave is a quote from speaker that many of you might have heard called Zig Ziglar, and he said, you know, if you help enough people get what they want, you will get what you want. And I know a lot of people in your audience are living that dream of helping people get what they want. And I am really so fortunate that I am in this organization helping people become healthier, and it makes me really feel lucky and fortunate to be working every day towards this journey and this success.
Well, we thank you for all that you're doing, and I want to thank our listeners for listening with us today. If they have any information that they need more of, feel free to contact us at anempoweredwoman.com or call us at 818-865-8563. But I want to wish everyone a healthy and happy new year, and until we meet again, stay empowered.